In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adomeju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adomeju for the Word of His Grace.
Wait. I'm here to announce to someone that that waiting period, that problem, that affliction expires today. In the name of Jesus. And I want to tell someone, God's Word has the season of fulfillment in your life. And this is the season of fulfillment. In Luke chapter 1 verse 20, the angel told Zechariah, he said, you are going to be dumb and unable to speak until the time these things come to pass, because you do not believe my word, which shall be fulfilled in its season. The word of God has a season, and that word shall be fulfilled in your life. Come on, somebody lift up your right hand and shout, my word will be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus. Shout a loud amen if you believe. Before you take your seat, I'd like you to please pick your Bibles with you and turn with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 2. We read from verse 15 to the end of Genesis chapter 2, about 11 or 12 verses of scriptures. Genesis chapter 2, from verse number 15 to verse number 25. If you are there, say amen. Is it not because you are looking at it on the screen? One, two, go. And the Lord took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to all the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. You may please be seated. Wonderful story of creation. Wonderful story. I want to speak with you this morning on the subject I have titled, Choices of Destiny. Somebody say with me, choices of destiny. You are a choosing being. You are a choosing being. God designed you and created you with a will. You are a free moral agent. You have a will. And so you can decide what you want. God gave you a will. God also created you with a conscience. And so you could choose with your conscience, you can decide and decipher what is right from what is wrong. And then God gave you the willingness to choose his will. You have to choose his will willingly. He gave you the power to choose to do his will. Willingly, doing his will willingly. Somebody said, doing his will willingly. God will not impose anything on anyone. God uses the still small voice of persuasion. He persuades you to do His will. He encourages you. He instructs you. And when you violate His will, He may punish you. But yet, the responsibility is yours. The choice is yours. So speaking about choices of destiny, we all make choices on a daily basis. And I have said it before, permit me to say it again. Every man is a product of his choice. You are where you are today based on the choices you made yesterday, true or false. And you will be where you are going, I mean wherever you'll be tomorrow, or let me put it this way, whatever choices you are making today will determine where you will be tomorrow. Choices. 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 Your environment notwithstanding, your choice is very important. Your choice will help to shape your life and your destiny. Our choices help to shape our lives, to shape our destinies. When someone was supposed to be studying in class, to be a student, and he chose to scale the fence during school hours, to go to one valley and play, and go somewhere to smoke. And they were teaching them mathematics in class. He was not there. They were teaching them English. He was not there. They were doing government. He was not there. They were titrating at the chemistry laboratory. He was not there. They were studying the pinhole camera in physics class. He was not there. They were doing the anatomy, the physiology of a man in biology. Nowhere to be found. He chose to be out of school. So, he has reaped the harvest of being out of place. You won't be out of place in destiny. You choose, you make your choice, and your choice makes you. So that was why I said every man is a product of his choice. There are three critical. Now we make so many choices on a daily basis. But let's look at Adam. Let's look at his life. To look at the three most important and critical decisions or choices a man makes in life. To choose. A choice is to select or decide when there are two or more than two possibilities or opportunities. When you have more than two possibilities, choice is important. You choose what you want. You can choose out of two or more possibilities. You can take a decision out of two or more possibilities. Now, sometimes it is difficult for us to decide. Sometimes we want people to choose for us, because we are not ready to take the blame in case our choice fails. And that's immaturity. Take your decision and stand by the consequences of your decision. Make your choice and trust God to help you. That the choice I'm making, of course, is in accordance with God's word, and it will be a successful one. Choices. Choices. Choices determine life. Choices. Don't forget, when you have to select or decide between two or more options. I remember writing Jamb a few years back, and not meeting up to the cutoff. I wanted to study law, and I did study law anyway. And then, because I did well, fair enough, but I didn't meet the cutoff. And I didn't ask for a change, of course. Jam sent me an admission letter to study history. History. I don't know how they knew. Gbemo Mejoro. I had a choice to accept that admission or to reject it. I could have allowed the fact that my friends had gained admission to the university, that they have been carrying bags, they carry traveling bags, and they come home during holiday bouncing. Mualogba. You know, in those days it is Ogba, Mualogba. And you see, I didn't needed that to push me to take a rash decision, to make a choice that I wouldn't like. I rejected, I chose not to accept to study history. I chose to write down again. Until I got what I wanted. You will get what you want. Your choice. Your choice. How can I ever forget? Let me not mention his name. Who also desires to be in Ogba like others. Everybody was carrying bag. So during semester break, he also went to look for traveling bag. So he carried that traveling bag. Oh, everybody was saying, "You are not in Ogba. You are in Ogba too." Ojo Ogba Olowa. Ojo said, "I'm in Ilorin school." Ilorin, Wale, I'm in Udilag. Hey, I'm in Donana. What are you studying? I'm studying accounting. I'm studying. He carried bag. So you want to? You are in Ogba. He said, "Yes, I'm in Ogba." Which Ogba? He said, "Poly, but I study medicine." Oh, well, Ogba. Studying medicine. Some of us, they don't know anything there, so we were like, "Hey, me." And those who knew just looked at themselves and they called his name Elder. Three choices. Let's look at number one. Genesis that we read, chapter 2. Look at it, verses 15, 6 to 17. Verse 15 to 17. And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Number one, to arrive at destiny, like Adam, you must choose what you feed on. Choose what you feed on. Ladies and gentlemen, you are what you eat. Are you with me? You are what you eat. If you eat junks, you become junky. My English. You are what you eat. And what you eat determines what eats you. What you eat, that is what determines, will determine what will eat you. May evil not eat you. I'm not saying amen here. The food you eat. Look, I have never seen an obese person who does not have a problem with eating. Eating is one of the... So you make a choice. Consciously decide what enters into your mouth. God said to Adam, "Of the trees of the field, you may freely eat, but there is one. Don't touch it." So you have a choice. You choose what you feed on. You choose what enters into your mouth. Not only what enters into your mouth, that's a small one. What you feed on. What enters into your system. You must choose what you allow to enter into your system, into your destiny, because you are what you eat. Somebody let me say, "I am what I eat." Look at that guy. Marie Majer. Anything I see, I eat. You are 40 plus. And you still put 6 cubes of sugar into a cup of tea. Voila, you define. Praise the Lord. Now let's leave physical eating. Let's go to what enters into your system. What do you allow? What do you feed on? The eagle is a high flyer. The eagle. Most nations identify with eagles. They use it as their symbol. Our coat of arms, you see eagle there. United States of America, eagle there. Everywhere, eagle. I haven't seen any country that uses the vulture. Vulture always looks for carcass. Anywhere vulture see carcass, that's where you will see. Vulture will go to eat carcass. He's always looking for dead things to feed on. Dead body, whether human or animal. Vulture just let it die. Eagle does not eat dead things. Eagle stays in his height 10,000 kilometers above sea, or feet above sea, feet rather, above sea level. And the eagle spots a prey, a deer, a snake, anything. A fish eagle will look at it from a distance and goes for I watched the documentary of a fish eagle. From the sky, spots a fish, a big fish, and then sweeps in, push, with the talon, carries the fish. Fresh! To go and eat. Fresh! He feeds on fresh thing. That's why we talk about the eagle. Lives very long. Everybody is an eagle believer. I haven't met a vulture believer yet. I'm an eagle believer. I haven't seen anybody. I'm a vulture believer. Eagle. What comes or enters into your system affects your life, affects your destiny, positive or negative. The message you hear. What enters into your system? The books you read. The movies you see. They enter into your system and they affect you. They affect you. You cannot be feeding on pornography and escape fornication. You can't feed yourself with porn and expect to live a holy life. No. Stop feeding on junks. Stop feeding on dead things. Stop feeding on carcass. Go for revelation. Go for the word. Go for what it benefits your life and destiny. The word of God. The messages you hear. Don't forget, you become what you hear. It's because what you hear, you believe. What you believe, you behave. What you behave, you become. I remember growing up in Mainolende and then Mokola Roundabout. I told you for many years I sold soft drinks at that roundabout, Mokola Roundabout. I was always hawking soft drinks in the night. We go there in the evening and you are there till 11 p.m., 12 p.m. So, I'm doing that every day for many years. What do you think I would be exposed to? The garage language. So I spoke a lot of garage language. Because I was exposed to that. Excuse me, what have you exposed yourself to? What you feed on? You must take a decision. Choose what you feed on. I will be wearing some dirty language. You know garage language. And before you could say Jack Robinson, I was speaking garage language. Calling my friend Omowiri. Hey, Baba, Baba, Wiri. So the one day my friend asked me, when I said Omowiri, he said, who is Wiri? Is it my father or me? You become what you hear. And what you hear, you start to behave it. Because you tend to believe it. That's why you must please remove yourself from where you hear bad things. Don't keep going to where they tell you bad things, bad things, bad things. Sometimes, and that is the reason why, yes, I listen to news to get informed. But to my thing for you, COVID-19, 100, Oleko, 200, before you say you are afraid. You say, hey, what can anybody do? Boye mi loko, ibi onike, eh? What you feed on, the books you read. Some of us, there are people here who read so much. Dauda the Sexy Guy. How many of you knew the magazine? Let me see your hand. Dauda the Sexy Guy magazine. I'm sure you have gone for deliverance. Terrible. So Jesus told us in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, what to feed on. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. The Bible says, everyone that is still drinking milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness because he's a babe. Eh? But he said, you should graduate and move to strong meat. Strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Those by who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to determine what is good and what is bad. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 13 and 14. Proverbs 24, 13 and 14. He says, my son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy soul. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to thy soul. And when thou hast found it, there shall be a reward, and your expectations shall not be cut off. You need wisdom. The knowledge of God's word fills you with wisdom that you need to navigate this ugly world. The word of God. Choose to be an eagle believer. What books or which books are you reading? Books are you reading? Take the books you are reading. Some of us, we have so much fed ourselves with junks that we are struggling to live the Christian life. I had a friend when we were at the law school. I was the Bible study secretary of the Christian Lawyers Fellowship. And this beautiful young lady had a problem. And her problem was that she her mind so dirty. She couldn't do anything. Even in class, her mind would go back to immorality. In class, when reading, her mind would go back. She was going to write her final exam. She had read so much books. Her father, a professor of medicine. Her mother, a professor of medicine. She had read so much books. And so she came to me with tears and said, Father, the Holy Ghost said I should come to you for deliverance. She wanted deliverance because at that time, it's deliverance. You must fall down and roll and scatter all that tear. By the way, I saw one video of one man of God. That man of God was preaching. I'm sure many of you saw it. And he was warning people who are falling under the anointing. He said, see this camera. Don't fall on it. Oh. If you fall and you break it, it's over 1 million. You will pay. You watch it. I like that man. I think I want to repeat what he said. Those who are falling. If you fall and break the screen, we have not fully paid for it. Oh. You are going to pay. So don't fall any fall. Fall. See. One day I was praying for someone and the person... I didn't know when. I'm not asking you to fall. I'm asking you to change. Praise the Lord. So fall your fall, but don't fall on our... You can break the chair. We'll repair his chair. It's easy. But don't fall on... When the spirit of the faller is subject to the faller. When the spirit wants you to fall, just realize that I'm near the camera. I'm on the altar. The screen is behind me. Comport yourself. I laughed when I saw that. I'm sure some people will be laughing at me now when they see this. See, another person is embracing. I'm embracing it too. Tony Kinney, $20,000. Oh, don't follow. Praise the Lord. And so I spoke to this young lady. I told her, I said, you must have read a lot of M&B, Mills and Boone. She said, yes. I said, I'm sure you must have read a lot of James Sadly Chase novels. She said, yes. I said, yes, you have fed yourself with so much. All you need is simple. All you need is simple. Flush out the junks. Reprogram some new things. Change the books you read. And your life will change. So the number one choice God has Kedam, or told Kedam, choose what you feed on. Don't feed on death. Don't feed on junks. Feed on life. I will choose life. Somebody help me say that. Number 2, verse number 19, Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field. Watch that. And every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Choose what you call whatever comes your way. You have a choice to name whatever comes your way. Adam did not create his condition. He only named the condition. Adam did not create the animals. He merely named them. You may not be able to create your condition, dear brother, but you have every right. You have the choice to name your condition. You have the choice to name your situation. Call it what you want it to be. Whatever name Adam called the animals, that was the name thereof. A situation confronts you and you call it a bad name, that is it. The same situation comes and you call it, you change its name, that is it. You don't create your condition, but you determine what you call them. In Numbers chapter 13, from verse 30, the Bible says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once, come on guys, and possess it. We are well able. He saw giants, he said we are able. Look at it, verse number 31. But the men that went up with him said, no, we'll be not able. We can't go up. They are stronger than we. And in verse 32, they brought up an evil report. They said the men have met stature. Look at verse 33, what they said. And they said, we saw the children of Anak, the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. They called themselves grasshoppers. They had grasshopper mentality. In Job chapter 12, verse 3, Job 12, 3, you are not, please understand, you are not inferior to anybody. Job said, I have understanding just like you. I am not inferior to you. In chapter 13, verse 2, Job 13, 2, he said, what you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. Somebody help me shout it, I am not inferior. If you call yourself inferior, so be it. You look down on yourself, so be it. You call yourself a bad name, so be it. You call your mother a witch, so be it. You call your wife a witch, so be it. You call your husband a stupid man, so be it. You are the one that will name your situation. God brings you to the conditions, you name it. You name it, that's your choice. Name your situation, just name it. Just give it a name. And whatever name you call it, whatever name you call it, whatever name you call it. When my wife was crying, she would cry because of my son. Our son will not, he will be playing. He loved to play, loved to play, loved to play. And my wife cried because why would she cry? My very good friend, Reverend Oduwole, we've been friends since 1987 and family friends. My son and his first daughter were in the same school. And then when out of 105 students, when my son comes 104th position, his daughter will come 150th position. Or when his daughter takes 105th position, my son will take 100 and so Dr. Femi said, oh, that will be that body. My wife will cry. I said, don't, he's not a dollar. He's very intelligent. And of course, the boy was very intelligent, but only lazy. I said, he's intelligent. My wife said, don't call him any name. Don't, he's very intelligent. He's going to excel. He's going to succeed. I kept saying what I wanted to see. I gave my condition a name. But unfortunately, the problem we have is that we allowed our condition to name us. We give it a negative name. And then we begin to call it that negative name. And they begin to show up. God brought all the animals to Adam. He did create them. God created them and brought them to him to see what he would call them. So, whenever situations come your way, God is watching to see what you will call it. That's a choice. That's a choice. This lecturer has killed us. I'm not there. You have not killed me. I have killed this cause. I'm succeeding. You name it. Give it a name. Come on, tell your neighbor, give it a name. A proper name. A positive name. Don't call it a bad name. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, look at it from verse 17 to verse 21. Because of time, I will run through. The Philistines, listen to me. I love this. And I want you to note this. You are going places. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David as king, when they heard that they had promoted David, they all gathered. They came to seek David. Not to congratulate him, but to fight him. When they had, I'd like you to note, I have told you before, every new level gives birth to new devils. You are promoted, get ready for new devils. They will come. These devils called Philistines came. And the Bible says, let's read on, they gathered against, they went to the old. And David heard of it and he went to the old. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. They called that valley Rephaim. Rephaim means giant. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, and I will doubtless deliver them into your hand. Verse 20. And David came to Baal Perazim, the same place that the Philistines called Rephaim, valley of giants. David called Baal Perazim, and David smote them there and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon my enemies before me as a breach of water. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. David named it Baal Perazim, and they left their images there. They called it the valley of Rephaim. David called it the place of breaking through. Baal Perazim, place of breaking through. The Philistines called it the place of giants. We are giants. Whatever you call giant will intimidate you. Call it your breakthrough. Call it your stepping stone. Call it a new dawn. Call it a new day. Call it a positive day. Don't let it condition or define you. Define your condition. They call it giant. He said, no, this is not a giant. I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to break through. It's the valley of breaking forth. Somebody here, you will break forth. You choose what to call your situation. Choose it. Everything Job went through, he called it trial. In Job chapter 23, verse 10, he called it trial. He said, he knoweth the way that I take when he has tried me. He called everything he went through, he called it trial. He didn't call it a problem. This problem, oh, somebody, something will happen, say, you better go and prepare your weep. Will this sickness not kill me? You are dead, brother. Keep speaking positively. For Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, the word of God says, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as these people have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Everything that Paul went through, he called a light affliction. He called it a name. 2 Corinthians 4, 17. 2 Corinthians 4, he said, for our light affliction. Imagine what he went through. He called it a light affliction. Idamu, rampe. A little challenge. Don't call a pity party over your situation because of what? It's a little challenge. Please, don't forget. Life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it. 10% what you make it, 90% what you make it. You will go through trials, but give it a name. Give it a name. God is preparing me for great things ahead. I told my wife many years ago when we suffered a loss, fire accident, and we lost our set of twins. Two sons were lost into the fire. And I held my wife as she wept. I said, don't worry. God is giving you a raw material to preach your message. Painful, yes. But I gave it a name. Those who came to mourn, I said, don't worry. Horatio's Spafford lost three children in the fire, in the water. They drowned. I have lost two in the fire. When peace like a river attended my way. Call it a name. Don't let people come and sympathize and ground you. No. Call it a positive name. God is preparing me for the glory ahead. How many of you know that there's a glory ahead? That the Bible says the trial. Romans chapter 8, verse number 19, verse 18. For we know that the sufferings of this present time, they are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Is there anybody here who knows glory is coming? Endure the trial. On your way to that glory. Endure the trial. So make a choice. Call it what you want to call. Do you know that if Adam had called Gorilla snake, that's indeed the name we'll be calling it today. Whatever name you call the situation, that is the name. That is the name. That is the name. You have a choice how and what you call the things that come your way. Finally, number three, you have a choice. You choose who you welcome into your life. Genesis chapter 2. From verse 21 to 23. You choose who you welcome into your life. And God calls a deep sleep. Don't forget, God was looking for a mate or a helpmeet for Adam. And he brought animals to choose from. Adam did not choose so many of those animals. He didn't welcome an animal into his life. If you welcome an animal into your life, it's your choice. Well, get here. He caused a deep sleep and then he slept and he took one of the ribs and closed up with flesh. Verse 22. And the Lord God, the rib that God formed from the man, he brought from the woman and brought her unto the man. And then in verse 23, and Adam said, this now is the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Excuse me, sir. You have a choice. You have the right to choose who you welcome into your life. Choose who you welcome into your life. It is your choice. You must choose who to welcome. Excuse me. Anybody you don't want, you shut your door against him. Are you listening to me? The woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, the wife of the prophet who died in debt, cried out to prophet Elijah. And the prophet said, what do you have in the house? A bottle of oil. Go and borrow empty vessels. Gather the vessels you have borrowed, your children, and shut the door. Excuse me. There are times you need to shut your door against some people in your life. You have a choice who you welcome to your life. You have a choice who you open your gate to. You have a choice. Oh. You have a choice who you open your door to. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. You have a choice to open to Jesus or to say, Jesus, knock now. When I'm about to die, I will open to you. Excuse me, you don't know when you will die. Jesus is knocking. And he said, I want to come in. And somebody said, no, Jesus. When I'm now old, when I'm like 70 or 79, I will now open the door to you. Excuse me, sir. Children, young people are dying. Are you listening to me? Young people are dying. Where is my accountant? Where is Minister Banji after that? Mr. Banji. Mr. Banji, was it not last Sunday? Mr. Banji saw the obituary. He thought he was a jotter, birthday jotter. He said, that man is a professional. What was his qualification? Chartered accountant with AC clinical, a fellow clinical, clinical fellow, brilliant young man, a Christian. Tom talking. He has a foundation, blessing people. He died, 47. Fantastic young man. He has a foundation, blessing people. He died though. And he didn't know. They were colleagues. He became chattered before the young man. And you know. Fantastic, blessed, rich. Come and see people he helped. He helped a lot of people. Sponsored people in their professional exam. There were people he was paying their school fees. They all came. But he died though. He wasn't 89. He wasn't 90. He was just 47. Good man. Good life. But he died. Why did he die? We can't ask God. He died because he finished. When I finish, I die. Whether at 49 or 99. And you can read the kilo me pass at 49 kilo can. You were very pioneer. You choose who to welcome into your life. So, number one, welcome Jesus to your life. And you must choose the spouse, your spouse. Don't choose your spouse because of physical beauty or appearance. A brother has come to propose to you. Please pray. Don't do thanksgiving. Say, Father, thank you for sending brother Yemi to me because he has a car. And that's exactly what some of us do. You have to prayerfully, carefully choose who you welcome into your life. 20 something years ago, I spoke to my wife, would you marry me? And I told you, I did not have a pair of trousers when I asked her to marry me. I even wore a shirt. The shirt I wore in secondary school, Nemo Wolo proposed. And she accepted. What was wrong with this girl? What did she see? She accepted. But the way I'm looking at you, you are not prayerfully and carefully accepting who will come into your life. You are choosing based on sight. Where the Bible says we live by faith and not by sight. Not everything that glitters is gold. See something, one brother shining, speaking in tongues. Pray. Think through. Take counsel. Take counsel. So because nobody can ever succeed beyond the cooperation of who he or she marries. You can't. And whoever you marry affects your destiny, positively or negatively. Come and ask our mothers and our fathers who are here. Where you are, I'm telling you, if you have not, you see, call your husband and your wife, you are married, call, change the name you are calling us. Don't say, Shokolele, Yabioko. It was one woman where I was counseling, I was to resolve a matter between your husband and the wife. And the wife said it to me, and I didn't hear. Shokolele, Yaboko. Shokolele, Yaboko. This imbecile. Call my husband, imbecile. So I wasn't too surprised when the man was almost bringing saliva out of his mouth. It's a woman's fault. He called your man, your husband, animal. And when he start beating you like an animal, then you don't complain. You call him animal. Is he not an animal? What do you expect from an animal? I have an animal in the house, my dog. Someone gave the animal food. And the person that gave the animal food wanted to give him water. And the animal thought that the person wanted to carry the food and beat the person that obude. Animal. So you call that man animal and you don't want him to bite you. He will bite you like my sass. By the way, my dog is named Sass. Because I got him during NSAS. It's about 6 months old now. If you are giving the dog food, you better put water down and give him food. Then when you give him food, just clear. Because he growls when you move around. He growls at fly when he's eating. He growls and you see aggression. I've never seen that kind of aggression in any dog on top of food. Okay, you want for a trial? You can come to my house. Let's give me food. You go near. I will stay in the house, in the inside. You go near when he's eating. Choose Christ. Christ is knocking. I stand at the door. Let's open for you. Choose who you welcome into your domain. Your spouse. Choose who to marry. Choose where. Prayerfully. Then your friends. Your friends. You can hear the playlist. Zacchaeus. No, sorry. What's his name? Shadrach. Shadrach was trusting God for a job. He has degree. But a friend took him to drink. Please, you have the right to choose who you welcome into your life. Bow down your head, please. Bow your head. Let's bow your head. Choices of destiny. Now, this half morning, just before we close, there are people here who want to choose Jesus. And I want to give you that opportunity. You're not going to make a mistake to wait till you are old. You are here this morning. You want to be born again. You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to choose Jesus. I want to open the door of my heart. I'm not saying you have not been coming to church. You have, but you know you don't have a relationship with God through Christ. I want to be born again. Pastor Yemi, pray with me. If you want to take that decision, lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand very quickly. I want to choose Christ now. I want to choose Jesus. If I see your hand, I'm going to pray with you.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.